can you hear me?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, you busted your home, sent me a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna just don't dance love with you.
Chris White again on Thursday night with Angie Mitchell, and I'll tell you first about myself. My name is Chris White. I'm an intuitive reader. I read tarot cards, and then I listen to my guides and my angels for additional messages to what the cards mean. It's normally how I read. Sometimes I can read without the cards. Sometimes I read with them. When I was early on in my life, young, I had several near-death experiences, and then when I got in my 20s, I started having some out-of-body and astral travel, lucid dreams, and I guess over the period of my life, I've studied spirituality for now about 30 years, and over my life, I've come to into this place right now with quantum physics, and that's where I'm kind of at now, trying to understand manifesting, and God is seen to strengthen my gifts, and I'm just really excited about that. And my co-host tonight is Angie Mitchell. We're both empaths, really, and she's a gifted empath and a tarot reader. Angie has shared her empathic gifts since she was a little girl. Her studies into the paranormal started when she was 15, and she has since then learned how to deal with the variety of spirits, both good and bad. She is able to sense spirits in their nature. Angie is well-versed in house cleaning and is able to pick up on feelings and vibrations from both spirits and people. She works with the pendulum while communicating with her guides. Angie has been doing Reiki for the past 4 years. Please contact Angie if you need a reading today at angiesreading@gmail.com. And you can contact me at www.intuitivechriswhite.com or intuitivechriswhite@gmail.com, or you can call me at 813-295-2345. And so to begin this program, I'll talk for a minute. Today, when I was thinking about the program, I just really had, my guides were just really impressing. I studied a lot of neuro-linguistic programming, and they were really impressing on me about, I kept hearing them tell me something about the power of words. And as I started thinking about it and looking at that, you know, and kind of talking with my guides and trying to listen to my heart, I was thinking, yeah, words can be very powerful. As a matter of fact, they can be kind of a double-edged sword. You can affirm somebody, or you can, you cannot affirm them. And then as I moved through that, I started trying to correlate that with Christmas, and I happened to run across a post on the internet on Facebook with Patty Negre's site, pattynegre.com. And she had a video about halfway down the page, and I watched it. And she is a white witch, and she started talking about magic. And I was watching her and going, you know, that's what it's all about. As I've been studying quantum physics, it's just really about, she talked a lot about energy, and that's what quantum physics is about. You know, everything is energy, and it's, she was going through rituals of moving energy, you know, to help people and stuff. And that's, so I'm coming into the show tonight kind of thinking about that and thinking, you know, it's all energy, and our thoughts go down and control what we send out through our hearts. And our, we move that energy around, and that energy moves around us. And learning how to deal with that, I was just, I watched Patty, and I was thinking, gosh darn, you know, it's life is just almost a ritual, you know, and you can either live it off from the programs that you've been programmed on early in your life, or you can stop and respond. And sometimes if you can respond with ritual type things that move energy around. Even Patty had a thing where you can burn a dollar bill and bring money to yourself. And like some of the classes I do, I will say a prayer before I do them. And I watched a thing on the internet, and he was talking about, yeah, I always do the rosary before I, you know, do a class. And so I just want to go into that for just a moment. I really believe in the power of words, and that I wanted to use that to kind of lead into the fact that my life has actually been a lot of people. I've had a lot of people around me go kind of going, you know, what's wrong? And as I've gotten into a psychic gone wild, I've had a lot of people going, look what's right. And it has changed me into a different person. And that's why I am here today doing this. And this is actually this is manifested in my life because of that. And I just want to thank everybody at Psychics Gone Wild. I feel like they're my family now. And I want to thank them for their words of affirming me, you know, affirming me and affirming my gifts. And so I'll start it off with that. Angie, do you have anything you want to say?
Chris, I really agree with you. I'm a power word being, you know, it's amazing how much just a little affirmation can make a huge change in someone's life. I'll never forget when Jethro told me that, you know, this is exactly where I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing. It was at a very difficult point in my life. And I mean, just that little, yes, no, you're doing the good, you know, you're doing a good thing. It's amazing how much you can change someone's life with that.
And that is exactly so true. And, you know, the light is so much more powerful than the dark. And just a small affirmation can overcome so much darkness that people have thrown at you through their words and through their actions. And so I'm just, that's in the space I'm at right now. And I'm really enjoying it. As I've moved further and further into quantum physics, I'm now looking at that and going, you know, we manifest things and we can do these kind of rituals that we choose and not do things that, you know, not just react to things, but do things we choose. And and they're kind of ritualistic. They are ritualistic. And it changes the energy around us. It moves it away from us or can move it around us, or we can put energy around us to protect us. And so that's what I'm going into the program with tonight. And we got some prizes we're going to give away. And I'm excited. It's Christmas. And I was actually came into the program thinking, you know, my gift this Christmas is I'm going to try and to affirm as many people as I can. So that's where I'm at right now. So if you want to, we could go. Do you have anything else you want to say, Angie? Or
You know what, Chris? I just want to let you know that I sat long and hard and thought about this today. And I think that my Christmas gift this year was being able to do the show with you.
Oh, thank you. That's Angie and I are both empaths, and we connect really well together when we do readings over the phone. And so thank you very much, Angie. I think that's been part of my gift, Christmas gift, is to be with you. And I think our programs have gone well, and I've enjoyed them, and we've always gotten in, and and have actually had a program, so that's sweet within itself. So I'm going to go ahead and take a call, and we'll take the top one at the list, 516. Hello, 516. There.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. You were the first one on the list.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was the first one.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's your name?
Sandra.
Okay, Sandra. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm kind of open, but I'd probably want to know about love upcoming. Someone new and steady.
Okay, let me okay. Yeah, you know, and I kind of heard this in your voice, what I normally do is I pull cards and then I just kind of look at them, and I wait, and my guides normally talk to me. If I'm in doubt about a card, I'll swing my pendulum over it and it'll give me a yes or no about how accurate that card is. But this looks like, you know, I was here feeling this energy. I'm because I'm an empath, I feel energy, and I feel like that you have a pretty strong foundation. I like your the first card. That's I'm saying that because that's the first card I pulled. Like you're in a good position. There's I want to say that you're a strong person and you feel good about that strength. Is that am I close? Am I hitting the mark or? Yes, okay. Well, the second card I pulled was to stand your ground. So what this story is telling me, I'll tell you the third card I pulled is the Hope card, which is a major arcana card. And it is a really good, the Hope card, I love it to death. It's got a bright sun right in the middle of it. And it is like, whatever you're hoping for is about to happen. And,
I like that.
And it's saying just, you've got a firm foundation and to stand your ground with that. And hold on to that. And are you into spirituality at all, or any sort of spiritual stuff?
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty open to it.
Yeah. Well, the Stand Your Ground is a spiritual card, and my guides are saying you have some gifts. You have some gifts there.
I do. I just don't. I probably don't utilize them the way I should, because when I focus on them, they go away.
Yeah.
So if I'm not focused, then, I'm more likely to get things. But if I'm focused on it, then I'm not, I feel like I shut myself down immediately. I'm a real good thinker. I'm a good feeler, and I'm a very good thinker. So,
yeah,
I think it can take over my feeling quite easily.
Well, that's and in the card I'm seeing, it has a lot of orange and yellow in it, the middle Stand Your Ground card. And it looks like, from looking at the story of the card, it looks to me like, yes, you are a very good feeler, but your logic gets in the way. There's some blue here, and the yellow, the creative part of you is very thin, and it looks like it's trying to penetrate that blue, and your blue chakra is your voice chakra. And I'm getting this, my guides and stuff are going, yes, you need to lean into that, start noticing things around you and being observant, but you do have that creativeness, and learn to, once you get into that creativeness and find some passion about it, you can speak up about it. But right now, it seems like your intuition is what is your strong point. And when you pick up on things, just notice the synchronicities in your life. And,
yeah. I'm always noticing. So I'm always, intuition-wise, I'm always feeling. I just probably don't, like I said, if I try to, expand on it, then immediately it shuts down. I guess because I'm thinking about it. I don't know. It becomes frustrating for me because I feel like I can get some really great messages, and sometimes the way things happen is almost amazing to me. I'm like, wow, I can't believe that. Like, that's something that would happen to someone who's like a real professional, But unfortunately, it's short-lived for me.
Well, I'm getting from my guides that my guides and my angels are saying, you've got that. You need to learn. You know what? I'm sensing you're a man, and I just got a rush down the bottom part of my body when I thought this, that you're a man, that you're good. You're a good manifester, and you just need
that too.
You need to slow the thoughts down in your head, and learn to. If you could do some meditations, like I go to YouTube and sometimes just pull up visual things, or just listen to music, and it will kind of quiet my mind down. And if you would do that and lean into that, that's what this Hope card is all about. There's hope. And I'm feeling a real spirituality that's where you're going. And let me pass this over to Angie. Angie, do you have anything?
Sure. Chris, I think she's just a very sensible lady. She is. I think she needs to trust her gut feeling a little bit more. And it's actually kind of funny that you brought up the manifestation thing, because I think that's how this relationship is going to come to us.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've been manifesting it for some time now. And I'm definitely sticking to...
That's how you're pulling it to you. And you need to just trust your feelings and think that your thoughts tend to, you overthink things, but just go with your gut feeling. It doesn't lie. I don't think this relationship is too far off.
No, I don't think so either, because strangely enough, I'm a really good dreamer. And, I mean, I've been dreaming since the crib, and I can kind of remember my dreams, which is very strange. And I think it's a way of getting information for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I constantly have these dreams with him, like, very close by, but they'll never show me what he looks like. And I know that's, like, the part of me that likes that mystery, you know? Like, I wouldn't want to see him, you know? But he's always near, and there's always, like, some situation. Yeah, it would ruin the mystery, exactly. So they know me.
Yes. Yes, but I really don't think that this is too far off for you, honey.
Yeah,
and just trust what your gut is telling you, because you're a very sensible lady.
I'd love to be able to use these gifts, you know, more towards helping people in some kind of way. But I just, like I said, it seems to be a little frustrating to me that I don't have any kind of consistency.
Yeah.
Like, I love to be able to meet my guides and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Can I inject for just a moment? We're going to have to move on because we're only supposed to do these for a few minutes. But let me inject this. When I first got into this, like 15, 20 years ago, my friends call me Dreamwalker, because I had like 5 or 6 dreams a night. And if you would get yourself a journal, and don't use a tape recorder, get a journal and write them. And when you have a dream, get up and write it with a pencil, and you'll find as you write it out, you'll almost start channeling. Sometimes I've even like halfway woken up out of a dream and talked to the characters in the dream. And that's when my guides and my angels started showing up.
Oh, so interesting. Yes,
I would very much encourage you. You know, when you're dreaming is when your conscious is asleep. That's when those wild horses that run wild with your thoughts, they're asleep. So that's the real reality in the dream world. It's just a little bit kind of funky and chaotic, you know, but when you can start to make sense out of it, then it'll really help you.
Well, thank you both, and God bless. Have a wonderful holiday season and a great new year.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to play I want to do a commercial for Blue Moon. Go to www.jethrosmith.net for Blue Moon Treasures, and check out, that's where he has a lot of his necklaces and stuff for sale, and go there and check that out, and check out some of his stuff. And also we're going to give out some prizes today, and they're going to be prizes from people that he has pulled who have gone to his www.psychicsgonewild.com site and put in, all you have to do is go there and put your name and your address. Please put your address so if we pull you, we know where to send the gift. But I'm giving out some gifts today for people who have gone there. They've just put their name in the form, and we pull people from that form to give gifts to. And this month we're going to be giving out around, I think he said, $300 worth of gifts. It's either $300 to $500 worth of gifts, and even a $50 savings bond towards the end of the year. So please go there and put your name in, and you can win a gift by just doing that. And so I'm going to play a commercial here for Wild 1-1, and that's a site where you can go and buy things to make candles.
I am going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying yourself at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design your soap to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with the variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild111.com.
Okay, I'm going to correct myself on that. That's a site to go to get materials to build to make soap. So I take that back about the candles. Please don't call me and tell me I made a mistake, because I know I did. And I don't have the chat room opener. They probably would be blasting me. But it, Chris is soap, not candles. But at each rate, that was to make soap. And
well, soap is good too.
Soap and candles. And I believe we're going to start mm-hmm. making candles and put them part of his Blue Moon Treasures and sell them too. So I'm going to move on and take another caller. And I'm going to take caller 305.
Well, hello.
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 Hi.
Hello, are you there? Yeah, who's this?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And you can hear me, right?
I can hear you, yeah.
Good. My name is Diana, and I've seen you on Facebook. I am PT Diana Beatriz, and you've even answered to some of the posts. And,
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit, Deanna, so could you...
I know. I'm going to remove my headset and just get the phone instead. I know I'm getting a lot of background feed from your line as well. So this is probably much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Now, my question deals with... I've been living in sort of like difficult panic mode for a long time, and finally things have started to gel and get easier and flow. And I was wondering, when you see me being at ease, at peace, that involves also when I just finished doing a job, but I don't know when I'm going to get paid. And that's part of the uncertainty. I was wondering if you saw that this Christmas is going to be a great Christmas.
So is this is about a relationship?
No. No, not about a relationship.
It's about your... it's about your company?
It's about home and stability.
Home and stability.
Yeah.
Did you have you just lost? Has someone just passed? You're close to or anything?
No.
Like that? No. Okay.
Janice, okay, you just have a lot going on at home?
Yes, a lot going on.
Just a lot going on.
Because the first card I pulled up was a heartache and loss card. That's the reason I asked that question. So this is about just about home. A lot going on at home. Angie, were you seeing anything there?
I did pull up something. I didn't think it had to deal with loss. I just felt like it had to do a lot with just family. Like there's just a lot of family stress.
More than family, it's my home stress. It's where I live.
Home stress.
Yeah.
Okay. Like living things. I think, honey, that as far as Christmas goes, I think that you're going to have a good Christmas. I think that you're going to have, your family's going to pull together, dear. But I think financial-wise, it's going to be a little tight.
You don't see that I will be getting paid by Christmas for what I've just finished doing for about a month? I'm hearing so much background noise. I don't know where it's coming from, though, so it's hard to hear you.
I'm not sure where that's coming from. I heard that, too, when you got on the phone.
I think
we might be hearing some stuff from another program or something. Blog Talk does that sometimes, but we can talk through it.
Okay. Financial-wise, sweetie, I think that you're going to have to hang tight. I don't think that payment's going to really... How long have you been waiting for that?
Well, the job finished about a week ago, and I have to, wait to get paid.
Okay.
And I was hoping that it would be next week.
I'm picking up the same thing you're picking up. And I think I'm feeling the second card I pulled was Destiny card, and actually the last card I pulled was a good card except the Accelerated Motion card. But I think there's going to be a little bit of time here where it's going to be kind of tight, like Angie was saying, and that's your destiny. And but after that, my guides and angels are saying after the beginning of the year, it's gonna pick up, and there's gonna be some accelerated motion there.
That's wonderful. I just have to learn to be, to be patient and wait it out.
Financially, yeah. I think you're gonna have to wait it out, but honey, your family's gonna pull together, and I think that you're gonna have a good Christmas.
Thank you so very much. And you did answer one of the questions. I was looking for the chat room. I kept refreshing it and nothing was happening. So now we know the chat room is not up. I couldn't figure it out. I said, well, where's the chat room? So thank you. Have a very, very happy holidays and Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for doing what you do.
Okay. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Now I'm going to read off some cards. And I want to let everybody know that these are people that went to www.psychicsgonewild.com and filled out the form in there and put in for some prizes. And I have five people here. They're all going to win a poem by Jan Bogdrakey and a totem necklace, which are they're pretty little necklaces of animal totems. And the number one winner is going to go to Bonnie Baker. in California. So, boy, that is funny, that noise in the background. But okay, and number two is going to go to Nancy Topozian. I hope I said that last name right, in Arizona. And the number three is going to go to Catherine Stewart in Florida. And the fourth poem and necklace will go to Kimberly Niblack in Florida. And the number five winner will be NYDIA Nadia Benitez in Georgia. And all five of these are going to get a poem. And they're also going to win a totem necklace from Blue Moon Treasures. So please go to www.psychicsgonewild. Just put your name in there and put in for prizes, because I'm telling you, we're going to be giving away prizes like this all week long and till the end of the year. And someone's going to win a $50 safe bond somewhere along the way. And there's just a lot of other prizes in there. All you have to do is go in and sign up for it. And we will be calling. Make sure you put your address in there, because there's Nancy, we will be calling you because we do not have your address. So, but we will be getting the prizes out in the next couple of days. You should get them before Christmas. So, we got a little ghost back there going to town, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Wow. Okay. That is something. Okay. I'm going to have to think about that. Okay.
Someone's rearranging or something. I'm not quite sure.
I'm wondering if someone's okay. I will check this out later with Jethro. Okay. Then we're going to go on to the next caller. Caller 770, and open this up and see who it is and see what their question is. 770. Yeah.
Yes,
good. And what's your name?
My name is Daphne.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes,
yep, the noise
is
still there. Okay. Okay, Jackie, do you have a question? Can you hear us, Jackie?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Yeah,
okay, and your name is?
My name is Daphne.
You know, there's a male trying to come in on, it's like we're part of another program. Okay, we have two people on the line. Okay. Jackie, I'm sorry, but the phone is just messing up so bad. I'm gonna take this off, put it on a commercial, and see if I can do something this straight up. And I am sorry. Okay. And we still have someone on the line, don't we? Do we? Is someone there?
I'm here.
Who's this?
I've just been waiting my turn.
Oh, hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, is your area code 843?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I don't know how that happened. Okay.
I just to you guys. I was sitting here listening to you guys, and I don't know. You tell me.
For some reason, it knocked two people on. It knocked another person on, and I didn't catch it. So, I didn't turn it on, but for some reason, it put two people on at the same time. So,
I could hear them noises, but I mean, I've been sitting here not moving, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We're good. Okay. Okay. What's your name?
Dominic. Sorry if I interrupted anybody in the world.
No. What's your question?
I'm going to take you off my headset. Hold on, please. My question is, I don't know my question. How about, I just want to know about two things. Love, relationship type thing, and I want to know about work. I'm easy. Actually, three, I'm sorry. Let's add my grandmother in there who is in the hospital. I can take bad news. The reason I say that like that is because I have a friend of mine who pendles, and I've been trying to get into it. And she did some pendling for me, about a week and a half ago or so, and her answers were not too promising, in time frames and things like that. So I was kind of curiosity killing the cat there. You know, the holidays are coming, and I have lost a relative close to the holidays before, so I've never really been a holiday person, and I'm hoping that, you know, we're not having a repeat of this. So we'll start with that one.
With your grandmother, is she sick? Are you having problems with her?
She's sick. Yes. She just turned 100 August 8th, 9th, somewhere in that ballpark. I don't know the exact date. She's fallen a few times, and she has somebody who kind of caretakes her once in a while. And they went over there about 2 weeks ago, and they found her still in bed at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and her pillow and sheets had a lot of blood on them that they weren't 100% sure where they all came from. And now she had pneumonia, and she's not doing well. She has good days and bad days, you know. So I'm kind of curious about her, for one.
Okay. Let us just pull some cards on your grandmother.
Yeah, go ahead. You're the boss.
Is she in the hospital right now?
She's in a convalescent home right now. Yes. She was in the hospital. Now she's in a convalescent home. And, you know, unfortunately, we're 896 miles apart. And, you know, I'm not talking bad about my family. Believe me, it could. But it's like one relative goes up there and, you know, they're like calling a funeral home. The next relative goes up there and they're like, oh, she's doing great. So, you know how families are. So some are hypochondriacs and jump the gun before things happen. I understand worry and fear take a lot of toll on your mind and how you sometimes react and think about things. So, but yes, my grandmother is one of the three things I want to know about.
Yeah. The cards I pulled was, the first one was choose wisely, and the second one was trapped in fear, and the fourth one was the third one was patience. And
that tells English.
What that story is telling me, and what my guides are telling me, is that your grandmother's lived a long, good life, you need to choose wisely with her, the choose wisely card has five hands and two birds are flying off, and the way I've got it angled, one of them is a darker color than the other, my guys are kind of telling me that, you know, there's some fear. You're trapped in a little bit of fear about that. but you need to have patience.
I'm not trying to put this in a bad way. If she's going to pass, I mean, she's lived her life. She's 100 years old. You know, I kind of understand that it, when God calls your number, I don't care if you're 1 or 95 or 205. You know, when he comes knocking, you have to answer the door. I'm sorry. So, could you tell me what cards they were again?
The first card. Yeah, and we're gonna have to move on because we're getting close to the end of the show. But
no,
the cards were choose wisely, trapped in fear, and then the third card was patience. Okay.
Do you have a time frame? In that one, and then move on.
My guys are telling me 6 months. I'm sorry to say that. Dominic.
No, you could say it because my friend at Pendles came up with a few weeks.
Really?
I know.
My guys are saying
from minute to minute in life, so.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Let's go move on to relationships.
Well, you know what? We need to move on because we can only do one question per person.
Okay.
And so.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot, Dominic.
Catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks, bye.
Okay. We'll play another commercial, Blue Breeze, and then we'll take one more call probably. Hi, here we are back. And we're going to take one more caller before we go. And we're going to take 856 here. 856, you there? Hello? Wait a minute. You there? Okay. It's not letting me. Are you there, 856?
Uh-oh.
Okay. It's not.
Hello?
They aren't. Yeah. Okay, let's take 843. 843, are you there? 843?
We're back to... I took call, hung up, and recalled to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put you on
mute. I was just listening to the show, but...
Okay, I'm gonna put you on mute. Okay, sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Let's go back to 856, because I think she started to answer right at the end. 856, are you there? Okay, we're getting zero here. Okay, I'm bouncing around here. Okay, 770. Let's try this one.
I'm here. Hi.
Oh,
hi.
We got somebody.
Yeah, my name is Maddie. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. Hey,
hi,
Maddie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How
Good.
Are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I want to know, I have a question about love. Do you see love coming? Just someone, a great companion.
Okay.
Okay, Angie, you want to take this one? How you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't have anyone in your life right now, right?
No, I don't have anyone in my life but now, but I have, I've been on the one of the sites, and I've spoken to a couple of people the last couple of weeks, but I just don't know because we have not met as of yet. One lives in California and one lives here in the state that I live in, but we have not met as yet. And I know it's the holiday time and people are very busy doing shopping and da-da-da. So, and I just feel like, well, if it's going to be, you got to communicate well, got to communicate more.
Okay, that makes, one of my cards makes sense. Because I pulled one of these cards and I was like, oh, because it looks like you're going to spin the wheel of fortune here. So I do think that, yeah, you are, you're going to spin the wheel. Let's get lucky.
Okay, I hear you.
Yep, I do feel like you're going to have a relationship coming.
Okay.
I think you're a pretty sensible lady.
Yeah.
I just want you to keep your wits about you on this, because I don't think that it's just going to be just one. I don't. Chris, how do you feel about this?
Yes, my cards are confusing on this also. If that's it's,
okay.
I'm seeing. I'm seeing, my first card I pulled was movement, choices, and decisions. And then the second one was rejoice and celebration. But the third one was emotional loss. And that doesn't seem to fit with the other two. I pulled a fourth card for clarification. And it's a spiritual strength card. So my reading is that she's the story I'm getting is you're going to meet someone, but my guides and angels are kind of, you're going to meet someone, but you might have to go through, you know, one or two relationships before you find the one that you're looking for.
That should be fine.
Oh my gosh. Here I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to tell her that, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, you're going to find one, it's going to be great, and oh my gosh. And she's all like, oh no,
yeah,
this is good, I can pick one.
I feel like it's like going, yeah, there's going to be a relationship, and you can rejoice, but it'll be a several rejoice, because of this emotional loss card I pulled, there's going to be several rejoicing and celebrations. Seems like it's right. But because I pulled this spiritual strength card, all this, you know, there'll be an emotional loss, and you'll need to lean into your spiritual strength. But someone else will. My guides are going, but someone else will come along, and you might. There might be a little bit of period here before there's several people, until you find the right one.
Okay.
Does that
okay.
make sense? Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it
does
make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm game for that. As long as I find the right one.
Yeah, it just looks like really, it's kind of like, in the way that I'm looking at it, it's like you're playing Wheel of Fortune, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big box.
Yeah. Well, at least I got some clarity on that. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Man. Okay. This is different what's going on with the board tonight. I'll just throw that out there. Okay, I'm gonna pull up 707 again, and this should be a different person. Let's see. You there?
Hello.
770.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Is
hello?
Who's this? Yeah. Hello.
Daphne.
Who's it?
My name is Daphne.
Daphne?
Okay.
Hi, Daphne.
Oh, hello. How are you guys
doing? Do you have
a question?
Good, how are you?
All fine. I was supposed to go to court. I don't know. I went today. Somebody hit me from the back. I didn't have proof of insurance, and they gave me two citations, one for improper stopping and no insurance. No proof
of insurance.
We're getting
ready to go off the air here. We're getting ready to go off the air in about a minute. And you wanted to know.
I just want an outcome of that. The court. They're going to set another court day. I'm going to go to trial. I just want to know the outcome of it. You see me winning my case, or
These are the three cards I pulled. The waiting game. We're gonna have to wait a little. You know, it'll be a waiting game for you. There'll be some. The second card was a mental conflict. There'll be some mental issues. You know, dealing with it mentally will kind of play on you a little bit. But the third card I did pull was the new beginnings card. So it looks like it will be a positive outcome, but you're going to have to wait and go through a little mental conflict to get there. And that's the story I'm seeing. Are you seeing anything? Angie, picking up on anything?
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a little bit of a fight there, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. So, and gosh, we're getting ready to go off the air. And Daphne, I'm sorry, I picked you up and I didn't realize how close we were. And so we need to say goodbye to everybody. I hope we answered your question.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for calling, Daphne.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Remember to go to www.sakistrongwild, put in for your prizes, and www.jethrosmith.net to make some soap, not candles. So at any rate, we're getting ready to go off here and have Merry Christmas to everybody, and I hope you Merry Christmas, and go to also we have a Facebook page, Psychics Gone Wild, the real Psychics Gone Wild room, you can go there. So here we